Paul Marsh here on Express, and I'm delighted to say that I've been joined in the studio by Eugene Scarterfield. Eugene, thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a privilege to be here. Thank you.
Well, I mean, what we're going to talk about, unfortunately, is not very nice, but what you're doing because of it is absolutely amazing. You are going to do... Well, you've got a couple of things going on, actually. You're going to climb seven summits for Seven Sweethearts in September, which... It's just amazing. So we'll talk about that very shortly. And then also you've got... Is it an evening or a mini festival that you, would you call it?
It's an all-day.
It's an all-day.
All-day, yeah. The bar's going to open at 12. Music's going to start at 1. And then, just carry on through the day and into the night.
And that's going to be at the Groves Bar and Kitchen and Hailing. So, again, we'll talk about that a little bit later. I don't know where to start with this, really. You have got a story to tell. It is... a shockingly sad story to tell. So really, I'll hand it over to you and sort of, you know, you can tell us your story, really.
Yeah, okay, so in May 30th, 2015, unfortunately, myself and my family got the devastating news that my brother had, in fact, been murdered, which obviously tore the family apart. And within 6 months of my brother being murdered, I was... drinking in excess of 8 litres of rum a week. Now, I've said to people in the past that I can't remember the actual penny-dropping moment, but there was a moment where I had to sort of take a real good look at what I was doing and, you know, what I was putting my family through. My mum had already obviously had to bury one of her children, and she was potentially on the verge of burying another one if I didn't sort myself out. And I had to try to... find a way of not drinking and keeping my brother's memory alive. I did a lot of, and still do a lot of writing around my thoughts and feelings about what happened to my brother and, you know, the ripple effects of murder. But I also got incredible support from a charity called Sam National, which is Support After Murder and Manslaughter. With that support, I decided I wanted to give something back to the charity and, again, keep my brother's memory alive. And the only thing I could think of that rhymed with Michael was cycle.
I guess one way of doing it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And, you know, I was never a cyclist before. The charity run retreats in Crewe 3 times a year. So I thought, right, I'm going to cycle from Hailing Island, where we was living, to Crewe. Oh, yeah, great, 200 miles.
Yeah.
But I did it. I trained for it.
Wow.
Done 135 miles on day one and 91 miles on day two. And ended up being 226 miles and raised a little over $7,000 in the process.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
And then what made you... Because we were just talking off mic about the fact that when people do a lot of work for charity, they tend to do things that are close to them. And that's... You know, we were saying that's completely understandable why people do charity work that is close to them. But you wanted to branch out a little bit from doing something... just that was close to your heart, and you wanted to do other charity work as well.
Yeah, somebody once said to me that, again, like we just said, people only sort of tend to do things for charities that affected them and warmed them. My brother was of the attitude that he treated literally everyone the same. Didn't matter if you had £1 million in a bank or you was £1 million in debt, he treated everyone the same and showed everyone the same respect. So I wanted to take my brother's mentality and put that to charity. So I've tried to do as many different challenges for as many different charities as I can. British Lung Foundation, Alice's Ark, Rowan's Hospice, Prostate Cancer, Bone Cancer Research, Sam National themselves. So yeah, I think I've done 11 challenges in 8 years or something like that, I think it is. And yes, obviously got this next one lined up for September.
Do you think that doing all the charity work gives you something to focus on? It helps you?
100%. The second, well, not the second, but, you know, once I'd finished that first challenge and that focus had gone, all the dark thoughts and all the negativity came creeping back in, as well as the alcohol did. So I had to find something else. So the next one was Mountains for Michael. So I'd done the Three Peaks Challenge. And, yeah, just found myself wanting to do something every year just to give me that focus, remain that positivity, keep my brother's memory alive, like we said, and, you know, help as many people and as many charities as along the way as I can.
I think a lot of people do things for charity. So, you know, a lot of people do things for charity. Some people don't do things for charity. And the people that don't do things for charity, you could, there's nothing bad about it. There's nothing negative about it. Some people, you know, have their own reasons. They're busy, whatever it is. They don't have the time, the money, etc., etc. People that, the amount of people that do things for charity, I think anybody that does anything for charity is special, because we all lead such busy lives. You know, we've all got work and jobs and families and everything else like that that keep us going. And we, again, we've off air, we've just been talking about, you know, the cost of the crisis cost of living thing, and you know, people not having money and time, and so people are picking up second jobs and bits and pieces like that. So if you're going to do something for charity, I will absolutely tip my hat to you, because I think anything you do, whether it's, you know, 15 minutes or 15 hours, 15 days, whatever it is, I think is amazing. So for you to do the amount of charity work that you have done is not only amazing, I think it's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And I know that you don't do it for the plaudits and the credit. I know that you don't. But I want to say here and now what I think you do is amazing. So we've got Seven Summits for Seven Sweethearts that you are doing in September. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I've got a few women that unfortunately have endured domestic violence on my Facebook. And one in particular, Nadia, her mum unfortunately passed away. And I made a promise to her that my next challenge would be for refuge. And it... Fortunately, there's survivors, but that isn't always the case.
No, no.
So obviously, personally, I've had someone taken by murder. An average of 2 women a week have their lives taken by a partner or ex-partner. And that, it doesn't even include suicide. You know, there's a young girl, Chloe Holland. She unfortunately took her own life because she just couldn't cope with the controlling and coercive behaviour of her partner. At the moment outside, there's Justice for Joanna, yeah, and it's exactly the same thing. Yeah. So, like I said, you know, an average of 2 women a week are having their lives taken by a partner or partner.
Absolutely shocking.
If 2 men a week had their lives lost at football matches...
Yes.
Questions would be asked.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
So why aren't questions being asked for these women?
Mm.
So, yes, 7 summits, and I'm dedicating every summit to a female that has been affected by murder and domestic violence.
When is this taking place? It's taking place in September, and it's taking place in Ireland. You're going over to Ireland to do
it,
aren't you?
Yeah, over to Ireland, yeah. Going to travel over on the Friday the 20th and... tackle the first mountain on the 21st. There's 2 in Northern Ireland and 5 in Southern Ireland.
Right, okay.
So yeah, be a nice little tour of Ireland.
Well, I hope the weather is nice for it, because it can turn something that's really hard into gruelling if the weather's not kind.
Yeah, when I did the Three Peaks Challenge, I got to Snowdon and it was 30 mile an hour wind and rain.
Oh.
So it was.
I've done Snowdon, and it wasn't bad weather, but when you get to the top, it's windy regardless, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If it's 30 mile an hour wind at the bottom, I can only imagine what it was like at the top.
Yeah, it was awful. I couldn't even see the calf next to me that stood next to me at the top. So
we're going to talk about your music festival, which is taking place in Hayling. It's going to be at the Groves Bar and Kitchen on the 17th of August. What can people expect from the day?
They can expect a jam-packed day of exciting, incredible talent, like our very own Courtney Benham. She's going to be there. She's going to be performing.
And I believe when she came in, she said, I think that's probably one of the only local shows she's doing over the summer, I believe. So if you want to go and see Courtney live, that's going to pretty much be your only sort of option, is to go and see her there. So make sure you go and get yourself there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've also got the likes of Jordan Duke, who's performed at Victorious.
Yeah.
Very good friend of mine. A fantastic talent called Brooke Starr. She's from Hayling.
I know Brooke, yeah. I had her on the show as well. She's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. She's going to be performing there as well. So, yeah.
Wow. So is it a ticketed event? It's completely free?
Yeah, it's free. Just turn up.
Wow.
All we ask is pop some money in the donation tubs.
Yeah.
Spend some money while you're there, and there's going to be a raffle, so there'll be prizes to be won.
Okay.
It's going to be a fantastic day. And why we are talking about this, I would really, really like to show my appreciation to Amy and Adam Walker. They run Bar and Groves. They've always been fantastic support to me. Right. Adam's got his own flooring business. Even my first event back in 2017, he donated flooring products.
Oh, wow.
They also, when I did Land's End to John O'Groats, they sponsored one of those days as a business as well. I've done a business sponsor. So, yeah, I've got a lot of love for Amy and Adam. Really appreciate them.
Brilliant. Absolutely. I love it when people get involved and help out like that. So thank you to those guys. It really, really helps out. What we're literally just saying while Courtney was playing is everything helps. If you can help somebody in some way, if you can't help directly, but if you can help indirectly, it's always going to be helpful. So that's on the 17th of August. We will talk about that again a little bit closer to the time and push that and promote that for you. But pop that one in your diaries now. If you're sitting in the office listening to this and you've got your phone next to you, pop that one in the diary because it is definitely something to go and look at. Going back to the Seven Summits for Seven Sweethearts, what charity are you doing that for?
Refuge.
Obviously a well-known charity, especially with domestic violence and everything else like that. If people want to sort of support you and they want to donate, how can they do that?
I've got a Just Giving link.
Okay, go for it.
Which obviously I could post on the Express FM.
Yeah, so obviously we've got our posts on Facebook and Twitter and everything else like that. So if you just comment it on that and we'll share it and everything else like that.
And literally, I'm the only person in the world with my name. So if you find me on Facebook, there will be a link on there as well.
It's definitely an individual name, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's not like my name. You type in Paul Marsh. In fact, I had an Irish comedian called Paul Marsh on the show a while ago because he's got the same name as me. There's loads of Paul Marshes over the world, but there's not too many Eugene Scardyfields, I'm
literally the only one.
There you go, perfect. Right, Eugene, thank you so much for coming in. We really do appreciate it. Like you say, so this is in 17th of August. You've got the day out at the music festival at the Groves Bar and Kitchen in Hailin, and then you're going to be doing Seven Summits for Seven Sweethearts in September. What I would love is if we could maybe talk to you by phone or Zoom or something like that while you're out there to kind of give us an update of how it's going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Perfect. Eugene, thank you very much for coming in. We absolutely will continue to support you out throughout the next few months and what have you.